Hello, amazing friends. I missed you all here in this platform. I'm very, very, very sorry for not being constant here. A whole lot has happened and it has kept me away. I'm very, very sorry. But I'm back and Nazam Eagle is back for good. Alright, so thank you so much for all of you who have been stopping by to listen to my previous podcast. Thank you for so many of you who has always called in to check and ask Nazam Eagle, what's been happening to your podcast channel? We've not been getting messages of your recent podcast. I'm really very sorry. I just keep laughing and keep telling them all will be well because so many things has happened. Yes, so many has happened. But today, I'm grateful to God that I'm alive. Welcome to the Eagles Special Podcast with Nazam Eagle. The Eagles Podcast, restructuring your mindset for a better you. Don't touch the dial. Okay, so back to what I have to share today in this series. And here I'll be focusing more on my ladies out there, okay? So ladies, the series is for you especially. Okay, so let's get down to this title. I call The Lady in Waiting. The Lady in Waiting. Believe me, this is going to be a very beautiful series, okay? It's going to be very, very interesting. I just trust God to help me divulge all I have to share with you here in the series today, okay? So let's get down to business. Okay, so the period of waiting is a very important, is a very pertinent phase of a lady's life. It is a very pertinent phase through life's path. It is a period where a young lady who is physically, mentally, and emotionally mature is waiting for that lucky young man who walked through the path of destiny with her, who will help her fulfill destiny, who will help her walk through the path of purpose. Yes. So the period of waiting is a time you as a lady needs to do an extra work on yourself. What did I say? It's a time where you as a lady needs to do an extra work on yourself. Yes, we know you are all ready for marriage. We know you are all ready to enter into the next phase of your life as a missus in quotes. But do you know that there are some aspects of your life that needs to be worked on before marriage? And when you work on those aspects of your life before marriage, it will help to make married life very easy. In fact, it will make life easy for you, easier, so to say, for you and your supposed spouse, okay? Okay, so these are some of the things we are going to be considering here in the series. That is why I said it is going to be very, very interesting. It is going to be very, very interesting for you and I. So just sit back, sit tight. You can grab a chilled drink and some packs of popcorn so that as you're listening, you can be enjoying yourself. Right, so firstly, I would want to talk about your relationship with God as a single young lady. So the time of waiting as a lady or as a young lady, so to say, is a time of developing an intense, fervent, and deeper relationship with God in the person of the Holy Spirit. Did you hear that? It is a time you need to develop an intense and a fervent relationship with God, who is your source, who is your maker, who is everything to you. In fact, who is your first husband? Yes, because he is the one to give you over to your earthly husband. So he is your first husband. So this is a time for you to develop a constant and a fervent relationship with your first husband, who is God. Okay, so, and I want you to know that this is not a joke. It is a no joke. Your period of waiting as a single lady should be a time you should get deeper, very deeper with God. Yes, the fact remains that if you neglect God as a single lady, it will be very difficult for you, even when you get into marriage. He will neglect you in every aspect of your life, especially those times of storms in your home. So let him know you as his daughter. It is a time for you to let God know you as his daughter. It is also a time for heaven to recognize you, recognize your voice. It is a time for heaven to recognize your voice. It is a time for you to pursue God now. Pursue Him because your life depends on how much you pursue Him. How successful you become in life depends on how your relationship with God is. So, your value as a woman is dependent on how much you value God. I see some people saying, I need a spouse, I need a man that fears God, I need a man that loves God, I need a man who will draw me closer to God. What about you? You know, you attract what you are. So are you a kind of person that fears God? Do you love God? Do you value God? Do you respect God? Because that is the only way God can give you a man that fears Him. Yes. Okay, some people will say, I've seen a lady who is not godly, but eventually a godly man gets married to such a lady. It's on a very rare occasion that God sends one of His sons or some of His sons, on a very rare occasion that God sends some of His sons to go get married to a lady who is not godly. But majority of the times, a godly young man always wants a godly young lady. So make yourself godly, okay? It's good to develop a very strong relationship with God. Find God for yourself so that your future can be great. You don't depend on any pastor to find God for you. Find God for yourself. Know God for yourself. Have an intimate place. Have an intimate relationship with God. Have an intimate place where you commune with God. Okay? It's very, very important. It's not as if in your journey in life, sometimes you won't fail, okay? Or you won't fail God. But the ability for you to rise up again and keep pursuing God is what matters the most. So the time of waiting as a young lady is a time to develop an intense relationship with God. I see some people also, when a suitor comes to get married to them, that is the only time they remember there is God. God is Mr. A, the man for me. Is Mr. B, the man for me. And God will just keep looking at you because you don't know Him before now. A scenario of a young man coming to get married to you is here, and now you remember he's existing, of which it is not going to be okay. So it is good for you to have a constant relationship with Him, because so many mistakes or so many things we go through in life today are because we are not in tune with God. When you're in tune with God as a young lady, He directs your path. He leads you away from relationships that would be a harm to you. You can only enter into those kind of relationships when you don't have a relationship with God. And after everything, you see yourself getting down, getting devastated, being bruised and hurt, because God is not with you in that relationship. Yes, you just went into that relationship because you feel you loved the person, but you don't even know God's plan for you. So it is good to get in tune with God. Get connected to Him deeper by constant prayers, not just prayers, but deep prayers, intense prayers, constant study of the Word of God, and spiritual exercises that will help to boost and strengthen your spirit man, your spiritual life. It is now that you have to develop yourself in that area spiritually. Yes. So the time of waiting as a lady, firstly, is a time to develop a strong and an intense relationship with God. Okay, so let's get down to the second point. The period of waiting as a lady is a period of discovering purpose and engaging in purpose as well, not just discovering it, but engaging in it. Okay, so now when I mean purpose, seriously, I don't mean maybe you belonging to a particular group in church or something. There is something special about you. There is something unique, very spectacular about you. There is something you love doing. You love doing it so much. Even if you're not paid, you can die for it. Okay? There is this burden you have in your heart for the youths. There is this burden you have in your heart to reach out to souls. There is this burden you have in your heart to make things that are not right to become right. Like when you see it happening, like you feel so bad. God, I just wish I could turn back this and make it look this way and make it better. That could be a point at your purpose. So I'm not talking about
you belonging to the offering group in your church or something, there is a purpose of those things as services to God, okay? But there is a spectacular purpose God has called you. There is something special and unique about you that you need to discover. And when you discover it, you can use it to touch lives. You can use it to impact lives. You can use it to make someone better. You can pour yourself into someone just to make sure that person becomes a better version of himself or herself. So I'm asking this question. You want to get into the next phase of your life as a lady. Have you discovered who you are? Have you discovered purpose? Have you discovered the direction you are heading to? Have you discovered the essence of your existence? Have you? And by the way, don't you know that your purpose is a pointer to who you will get married to? So now, have you discovered who you are? Like, even if a man comes to you, what do you have to add to that man's life? Can a man look at you and say, okay, this lady has all it takes for me to fulfill purpose. This lady has all it takes for me to get to the top. This lady has all it takes for me to get to the height God has always destined that I'm going to get to. That is why you need to discover who you are. Because no man will just come, a man that has direction or a woman that has direction will not just settle for anybody. That is just the truth. They will not just settle for anybody. They will look at you and find out whether you have the things it takes for them to get to where they are going to. So also a woman. Okay? So discover who you are as a lady. Discover the direction you are headed. Discovering purpose is what will help you answer the question of who to marry. What is purpose? Purpose is the reason for your existence, the reason why you are living. It is the special assignment, that special duty that you have been assigned to fulfill here on earth. It is that special duty you have been assigned by God to fulfill here on earth. So this is the time for you to discover it, okay? So many young ladies out there are just moving emotions. I was talking to one the other day. She was like, purpose, what purpose? What does it mean to discover purpose? Well, I've not discovered mine. And she's so comfortable saying that. And she's talking about getting married. It is wrong, very wrong, okay? As a child of God and as a young lady who is wishing to settle down someday, you should discover who has direction, because it's not everybody that this makes sense to. But if it makes sense to you, it is okay for you to discover purpose. Discover who you are. Find out what you are so good at, work on it, develop it, and use it to impact lives. Okay, so check out those burdens you also have, like I said previously, those things your heart yearns for that you wish you could change if you are given the opportunity. It could be a pointer to your purpose. So discover it, develop it, and maximize it. All right, so this is a time of fervent prayers and intercession. The period of waiting as a lady is a time for you to get deeper in prayers and in intercession for your life, for your future, for your destiny, for your marriage, for your future husband, for your future in-laws, for your born children, for your career, for your ministry, and so many other things. It is time to start investing in prayers. Start investing. Sow a seed of prayer now. When you sow a seed of prayer, you are very sure it is going to bear fruit in future. So develop the habit of making prayers about the subjects I just mentioned now at this phase of your life. It will go a long way in speaking for the future and getting things ready for the future for you. Yes. So this is a time to develop a strong praying altar for the subjects. Sow a seed of prayer today. Sow a seed of prayer for all the subjects that have been mentioned. And be sure that as you're sowing the seed, you are making it with the whole of your heart. With the whole of your heart, talking to God about the subject. Father, my unborn children are blessed. Father, my future husband is blessed. Wherever he is, he is protected, he is preserved. You're bringing him the right time. My future in-laws, I won't have issues with them. They will love me. My new home is blessed. My future home is blessed. Everything about me, my career, I will not make a mistake. Start sowing a seed of prayer now. It works like magic. It has worked for me, and I know it's going to work for you. Okay, so this is the time for intense prayers and intercession for the future. All right, so
Alright, so thirdly, the period of waiting as a lady is a time to invest in yourself, your personality, and your character. Very interesting. This is a time to invest in yourself, your personality, and your character. Okay, so this is a time for you to learn something new. Start learning something new. Start getting knowledge. Start getting wiser. You can decide to get a skill. You can decide to get another degree. You can go for your master's. You can even get a PhD. Just do something. Do something new. Do something different from what you have been doing. Become vast. Gain knowledge. You can invest in your character, in your personality. Become a better version of yourself. Become better than you were yesterday. People complain this about you all the time. Change that mentality, that mindset people have about you, that you are this, you are that, and it is wrong. Change it, okay? So it will be easier for you when you have your own home, okay? So work on your weaknesses also. Like I said, people say you have this, people say you are this way, people say you are this way. Don't just leave it and say, let me just leave it. I've said something like this in my previous podcast on character. You say, let it be, I like the way I am. Any man who will marry me will love me that way. No, you just need to invest in your character and work on your weaknesses and make your strengths more noticeable than your weaknesses, okay? Cultivate good and better habits. So many of us have irritating habits. We need to work on them, okay? We need to read books that will help us as a lady. Read good books that will help you become a better woman. read books. So many of us, we can't even remember when last we opened a book to read. It is very wrong, very, very wrong. As a lady, invest in yourself. Be vast, be knowledgeable, be wise, be smart in reasoning, okay? Invest in your relationship with others. Don't go around making enemies here and there. It is wrong. Okay? Invest in your relationships. Have friends. Have profitable friends who will be of help to you when the going gets tough. Okay? And also, there is something you would need to do. Get an authority over you, sort of like a mentor. Yes, a mentor, someone that will direct you, counsel you on the right way or the right things to do. Like sometimes when you get so confused about life, you get so confused about a subject, about a thing, you can meet the person and the person talks to you, directs you, encourages you and mentors you the right way. Get a godly mentor, a very godly mentor, okay? All right, so also this is a time for you to learn how to cook different sumptuous dishes, delicious dishes, okay? Learn new methods of doing something new in the kitchen, something sweet and different in the kitchen, not just the old way your mom cooks egusi soup or just egusi soup and omono today, egusi tomorrow omono. Learn new spiced up dishes that you can make at home that will make your husband, your kids very comfortable, okay? So take care of yourself as well, take care of your health, take care of your well-being, invest in your character, invest in your character. Let a man find you worthy to be called a wife. And finally, be virtuous and godly. Right, so I would be wrapping it up here on to this episode. Thank you all so much for sticking by. Thank you all so much for listening. I am so grateful and I am so glad. And I presume you learned a whole lot from the service. God bless you all. See you on my next podcast. Okay, bye.